Hey, Stephanie, how are you doing?
Hey, Izzy, I'm good.
So there is this app that allows fishermen to track climate changes that they observe. It's called the Skipper Science app. Tell me a little bit about who started it and why.
Yeah, so it's just coming out. This is its first season, kind of like a pilot season. The Skipper Science Program is a project supported by Salmon State, an advocacy organization for commercial fishermen. Bristol Bay Seafood Development Association and Commercial Fishermen for Bristol Bay support the Skipper Science Program and are financial supporters of KDLG. Lauren Devine and Lindsay Bloom were kind of the ones that got it, you know, up and going, but there are a lot of people involved. Lauren is the Director of Ecosystems and Conservation for the Aleut Community of St. Paul, and she's been working with them for 10 years. They've been doing their own observations and created an app for the Indigenous Sentinels Network. And so her and Lindsay kind of collaborated to see how they could make something for fishermen to track observations while out on the water during the fishing season.
All right, so it sounds like there's a lot of collaborators who have worked together to make this app happen. Why now? Why did they start the app this year? Why are they reaching out to fishermen to track these changes?
So Lindsay Bloom works for Salmon State, and she's been working with fishermen for several years. You know, over the past 3 years, she's been kind of asking them, like, what's going on out there? What are some things you want to talk about? And climate change has been the top of the list for most fishermen that she's been communicating with, just things that are going on in the waters, with fish, with other wildlife. Some of them have mentioned concerned about the future of their livelihood and being able to remain fishermen in healthy waters. So she thought it would be really cool to have this opportunity for fishermen to log these observations that they have been seeing and kind of bridge that gap between fishermen and scientists. And so scientists will now have access to this really robust database of climate observations from, you know, fishermen all over Alaska. And so then it can kind of help them be informed, and then fishermen are kind of taking a seat at the table in terms of policy conversations, stuff like that.
So how does this app work? How can fishermen use it to track changes that they observe in the climate?
They do need internet or data to actually download that app. So it's good to do it before you go out. And then once you're out there, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just enter in and log, what was the temperature of the water today? What did I see in fish that might seem different than normal, whether it's a size or a color or, you know, are there usually birds in this area? Now there's not. And so you can log all these things, and they'll save until you get back into service, and then they upload. And when they're uploaded, they just go into the database. So with or without service, once you're out there, it's really easy to use.
So how can fishermen find the app and participate?
So fishermen, it's really easy. You could go to skipperscience.org to learn about the program and who's involved and like why they're doing this. But really, you can just go to the app store, download the app, upload it, and then log your information. But, you know, a lot of people might be out on the water already this year, out of service, can't really do that. So they really want to encourage you to write those down on paper for now. You know, just write down like the date, where you're at, GPS coordinates, and what you're seeing. And when you get back to land, you could go get the app and then upload it. So it's pretty easy. And that, since it's a pilot program this year, they're doing like some prizes for people that are involved. And right now there are 100 fishermen signed up, but Lindsay did say she would love to see some more in the Bristol Bay fleet involved.
So even if you don't have the app on your phone right now, you can mark down your changes in a logbook on paper, old-fashioned way, and that can be uploaded into the app database once you get back on land.
Absolutely, yep.
Thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to walk through that, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks for chatting, Izzy.